Blog Talk Radio.
Show 17, EAFL Radio. We are live and in color, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And we will be with you for the next 2 hours. A couple of big events going on tonight. We're going to start off with our Fantasy Order Random Draft. Pretty much what that means is we will decide who will get the first pick and who will get the 16th pick and everybody in between in our Fantasy Draft, which takes place 1 week from tonight. And a very anticipated Season 30 and our first Madden season for 09 for the 360 League begins tonight, and we will have that draft live. So big night for the EAFL, big night for the Madden community, and we look forward to being there for you. People, if you have any questions, you want to send me an email, you can send me an email at EAFL Radio. That's EAFL Radio at EAFLMadden.com. You can call in, but it's going to be kind of hard to take a lot of calls during the draft. So I'll give you the call-in number, but it'll be sporadic that I'll be taking calls, 347-838-9525. And, of course, catch me on AOL Instant Messenger, EAFL Commissioner on AOL Instant Messenger. Before I introduce our special guest and we get the night going, there are a few things that I think should be kind of talked about real brief. And the first thing I want to do is welcome back a couple of the more controversial members to the EAFL, and that would be Govals, who happens to have his birthday today, and the student, who is now known as the Architect. They have both returned. They were both pretty controversial in their day, and the EAFL always forgives and forgets, and they seem to both be on their best behavior returning to the league. So welcome back to Govals. Welcome back to the student. The EAFL NCAA League ends tomorrow night at midnight. Anybody who is in that league, you have you have 28 more hours to get your games in. Even if you have Madden, I would suggest that you put Madden on the back burner. We are going to be watching this very closely. And for guys that are in the NCAA League that are also in the Madden League, if you have both games and we're monitoring and we see that all you're doing is playing Madden and you're missing opportunities to play NCAA, it is not likely that you will be allowed to finish your season. You made a commitment to the EAFL, you made a commitment to the league, you made a commitment to yourself, and we expect that to be lived up to. We expect people to finish what they started. So we, even though the Madden season begins tonight and there's going to be a lot of people on fire, please finish your NCAA league. Please make sure that you put every effort in the next day or so to finish that league. And myself, Tiki, a.k.a. Nelly Nell, the 360 commissioner, Major League commissioner, and Coach K, the EAFL Europe commissioner, are really going to be watching. And we've already had a few complaints of people just picking up Madden and forgetting about the NCAA league. And those people are going to be in for a shock when they find out that they're being replaced come Tuesday. So save us from having to do that and get your games in. The other thing I want to kind of say is that just in general for all EAFL leagues, activity is your responsibility. It is not the responsibility of the commissioner. It is your responsibility. I cannot tell you how many instant messages or emails that I get myself from people complaining because they sat on Xbox all night and nobody was on. Now, we have Xbox Live as a way to reach people. We have AOL as a way to reach people. Some people use MSN as well since it blends in with Xbox Live. You've got the forums. You've got email. So there's five methods there. And if you're only using one or two and not reaching people, that's your fault. That's not the commissioner's fault. That's not the league's fault. Use all of the resources at your disposal and do your best, and you will reach people. But if you sit back and only rely on one method and then complain, then it's on you and it's not on us. So we want to remind everybody that activity is key, And the only way that we've been around for 3.5 years and had close to 90 seasons of active gameplay is by sticking to our guns about activity. So I want to just remind everybody that activity is important. Last comment I want to make, and then I'm going to introduce special guest that we have tonight, is I get a little bothered by the amount of lazy people that we have in our leagues. We have people that, when they put in stats in a game, put in their stats, their team stats, and don't put in everyone's team stats, which only takes you an extra 20 seconds to do. The reason I bring this up is because just about every game I play, because I'm putting in all the team stats and the other guy only puts in his stats, he ends up wiping out my input because he's putting in only half of the story. And I don't understand why people just can't put in every. Put in the score, put in all team stats in League Daddy, and be done with it. Individual stats, that's optional. But put in both guys' yards and both teams' score and be done with it. It's not that, doesn't take that long. And if two people are doing it, then you're not wiping out the other person's data entry. The other thing I really, really hate is when people say, you want to play a game, and say, yeah, let's play, and then they say, okay, who's home? If you are challenging, be prepared to know who your opponent is. I mean, the laziness has got to stop, guys. We are serious about our gameplay, and we are serious about having a strong, solid league. But the laziness has got to stop. It only takes a little bit of effort from everybody, and the league can run so much smoother. So I'm looking for people to step up. And I also promised Coach K that I would make one other announcement. People that have been in the league for a long time, I just want you guys to all know that there are no secure spots in the EAFL. Anybody is subject for removal, demotion, what have you. And it doesn't matter who you are, how long you've been in the league. Anybody can be demoted or removed if they're not living up to their end of the bargain. So we're really going to be cracking down on that this year, now that we have stepped up a bit to become a sanctioned league, and now that winning a Super Bowl in the EAFL Major League means world ranking points from the Madden Federation. We want to make sure those points mean something. And anybody who comes in half steps, they're not going to see a spot in the league very long. They'll be put into one of the minor leagues, or you know, boot it out altogether. So let's pick it up now. The game's out. All the energy's there. Let's not be lazy. Let's not take things for granted, and let's work hard. All right. That said, let me introduce. I'm going to introduce them one at a time. First person I want to introduce tonight, and he's going to hang around, but he'll be involved a little bit later when we do the Major League Draft, is the commissioner of EAFL 360. The Major League, the commissioner of our sanctioned Major League, and that would be everybody in the league knows him as Tiki Sun, and he's also known out there as Nelly Nell. Nelly Nell, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, T. It's a pleasure to be on.
Now, you're one of the guys, you're one of the least known, or probably the least known commissioner in the EAFL. Time and time again, I have people that think, you know, Coach K runs, you know, your league, or that even I run your league. And you're kind of the guy that sits in the background a little bit. Why don't you take a minute now that we have everybody listening and just kind of tell everybody, you know, your history with the EAFL, your history on the tournament scene. Just give people a little bit of flavor of who Nelly Nell is.
Well, I'm an original vet. You know, I've been here since Madden 05 in June when we started. Love the league. And as far as my tourney experience, I've been to the Madden Challenge the last 3 years. Went to Players Bowl 1 and 2 this year. So, you know, I'm the quiet commish. I just like people getting their games in and just keeping it moving.
All right. Well, I think, you know, you're a quiet commish, but you do the job very, very well. We're lucky to have you. Stay on the line, listen to the fantasy portion of the show, then we'll get back to you when we start the Major League Draft in a few minutes.
All right.
Next up, I want to introduce the gentleman that helped us do the NCAA random draft about a month ago, and I got a lot of good reviews on his performance. Everyone thought it was insightful, thought that he was entertaining, and they really enjoyed having him on the show. A couple of you said, you sure that guy's really your brother? I said, well, I don't admit it often, but I'll admit it now that, yeah, he's my brother. And everybody calls me T. Well, everybody calls him Jay. And we have my brother Jay on the line. Welcome back to EAFL Radio, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me back.
Well, good to have you back. And you're going to help us do the Major League Draft. I have 32 team owners in a box. You have 32 team names in a box. And we will do just like we did for NCAA. I will pick a team name. You will pick a I will pick an owner name. You will pick a team name. And we'll even have the commissioner here to also make some comments. And it should be fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. I'm ready to go.
All right. Hang around. We're going to do the fantasy portion now.
All right.
All right. And last, certainly not least, a familiar name to the EAFL community, and that would be another founding member like Nelly Nell of the EAFL, Stop the Train. Welcome to the show, Stop the Train.
What's up, T?
Good to have you. Glad I caught him. For some reason, even though I sent out about 79 emails in post today saying 8 o'clock, somebody was sitting back there smoking a stogie at 2 minutes to 8. Drinking a little scotch, and so I'm glad I caught you. Train is also, and we call him Train, he's also the commissioner of our fantasy league, and what we're going to do first is determine the order of who picks in our fantasy league. Before we do that, I just want to thank everybody. It was a lot of work to get to where we are, but everybody has paid. Everybody has submitted their keepers. And so after midnight tonight, the keepers will get processed and all your other players will get put back into the general pool of players. Everybody's accepted their invite. So we're actually ready to go. The draft is Train, why don't you maybe say a couple words about the fantasy league and tell everybody when the draft is.
Okay. This will be our third fantasy football, third year with the EAFL Fantasy Football League. First couple of years were pretty much of a success. The very first year was really exciting. We actually had two leagues then, but we officially went to EA Sports Ball League. And second year was fairly successful, 14 out of 16 active owners. This year, we hope to have 16 out of 16. Tonight's supposed to be our draft order, and the actual draft day will be August 24th, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Be there or have your team auto-picked, whichever one you prefer. But we're looking forward to another exciting season, one that's way more competitive than it was last year.
All right, it should be good. Before we do the Major League Draft, I'm going to make a couple of Madden-specific announcements, but I'm going to wait until we have Tiki join us. Right now, without further ado, I think it's time to begin the fantasy portion of our show. So, Mr. Train, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I have the names in the hat. I was going to make one request tell the listeners who their two keepers are, if that's okay, if we have time for that. Just, you know, once I call their name out, just, and you give their number, just who they're keeping for the season.
Sure, absolutely, okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Yep, that's fine. All right, so you want to do the name first, and then I'll pick their number?
Yep, I got to let everybody know I got your name sitting in my Bears hat, you know what I'm saying? I haven't worn much this summer. And live warm. So hopefully the Bears hat bring you some luck.
That. And I have the numbers it's just a regular old box. So, and you can hear my microphone. I'm shaking the box up. So all right. So who do we have? Who's the first name?
Very first name. My boy, you know what I'm saying? My old college partner, you know what I'm saying? Good friend. North Memphis, his first name drawn. And his pick should be
All right. I'm reaching into the box. And his pick. I picked up two, just dropped one. All right. Pick. Oops. Still had two. Now I got one. And his pick is number 10.
All right. Yeah, that means North Memphis would get the 10th pick in the draft. I don't know if you guys remember his team from last year. He had some nice picks at running back, and his two keepers this year are Marion Barber and LaDainian Tomlinson. So if you got him on you, if you end up with him on your schedule, get ready to see a nice little running duo. He don't have to pick any running backs. He has it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. LT is still the number one rated running back in the game everywhere that I look, and Marion Barber is a top 10 fantasy back this year. So, you know, that's a pretty formidable duo to have.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, next.
All right, next name drawn. I hate picking names. Yours truly, Monsters of the Midway. You can just call me Train.
All right. Train is next. I'm shaking the box again, and I'm going to pull out another one. And, all right, and wow. Train gets pick number 2.
Now, as y'all see, I have names. T has pick. They don't see. And T has the numbers. I have the name. And we're in separate places.
Yeah, we're very, very much in separate places.
That's nice. I like that. Good one, T, man. I like that box. You sure you ain't got a Bears sign on the box?
Nah, that Bears hat brought you some luck.
Well, my keepers for this season, I'm going to have to go with my Indiana Colts duo, Joseph Addai, Reggie Wayne.
All right. Sounds good. Now, the Colts have brought back what's the other running back there? They left for a year. Used to be the starter.
Harrison? You talking about Harrison?
No. Running back.
Running back. Oh, did they bring back Dominique Rhodes? I don't know.
Yes. Dominique Rhodes is back.
Dominique Rhodes?
Yeah,
okay.
He's back with them now. So that'll be interesting to see if he takes any carries away from Joseph Addai or not.
You had to get past Ken Keith first. You know,
Ken
Keith came in for him one game and rushed 100-some yards. And I remember that game because I couldn't get Ken Keith. And that idiot fastball had Ken Keith sitting on the bench with like 20-some fantasy points. Way to go, fastball, for not checking your roster during the week.
You know, if that happens this season, you know, guys are giving away money. So hopefully,
right.
You know, hopefully this season we won't have to worry about that. All right, who's the third name?
Third name out the hat is the only guy who was able to wreck my perfect season. I still hate him to this day, but I love playing him. Casper. Friendly Ghost.
All right. The man we love to hate, Casper. And Casper's pick will be not as easy as it looks. Casper is number 15.
15.
Sorry, Casper.
Now, that's not bad. That's not bad because Casper is.
Well, no, because he'll get in the second in the second round he'll have the second pick.
Right. Now Casper is interesting because when Casper drafted last year, he did a horrible job of getting running backs. So this year, you know, to make sure he would secure his wide receiver position, he kept TJ Who's Your Mama and Greg Jennings. Now I don't know how productive Greg Jennings will be under. And Rodgers, but under Brett Favre, we saw what he could do.
Okay. All right. We need to kind of pick up our pace. At
okay.
This pace, this is going to take us till 9 o'clock. So let's pick up our pace. Next.
Next number, next person. Northeast Kings, the prototype.
All right. Any Kings, the prototype. Also a member of our PS3 league. All right, and And he gets pick number 16.
Wow, that's not too bad. That means he picks twice in a row. His keepers are Randy Moss and Chad Johnson. I think that's really nice. He does not have to worry about wide receivers.
Yeah, that is nice. That is nice.
Our next pick is this interesting name for his team. I don't know who the owner is. I didn't get a chance to. Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
All right, if anybody in the chat room knows who it is, I can look it up, but if anybody in the chat room knows who Hungry Hungry Hippos is, let us know.
Yes, please. Anybody know who Hungry Hungry Hippos is? But his number will be.
All right, and his number will be
AJ Price.
12. Hungry Hungry Hippos is our good friend Strife. And
that's Strife.
He picks number 12.
All right, Strife new to the league this year. He kept, I think, Carson Palmer was a good keep, and also Plexico Bears. So he kind of took care of his quarterback position, and he got Plex as a wide receiver. Nice.
All right.
Next. Our next pick, one of your guests, legend, Little Giants, Tiki Sun.
Tiki Sun, all right. Let's bring Tiki Sun on the air for this one. You there, Nelly Nell?
Yeah, I'm here. Got that number one pick, right? Come on, let's go.
You're about to pull out your fantasy pick. And the number is number 9.
Not bad. In the middle. Nice stuff happened in the middle. Tiki kept it simple. First and second pick from last year. He keeps them this year. Steven Jackson, Dunman McNabb, respectively.
Yeah, good old Steven Jackson. How's that holdout doing?
He'll be bad before the season starts. Don't worry about that.
You better be, because in this other league I'm in, I got him. So you better be. All right.
I keep McNabb, but I have nobody.
All right.
All right. Next owner.
Next owner, Vet, you got to love him. I think he keeps more trash on the board than anybody. Brooklyn Beast, a.k.a. Fastball.
Fastball. All right, Fastball. Let's see. Let's pick a number for Fastball. And Fastball is pick number. Numero uno for Fastball.
He's going to need it because Fastball kept some interesting picks. Brian Westbrook is definitely very, very good keep. Very good keep. But he kept Vince Young. Now, you have until midnight tonight to change your stuff. So, Fastball, if you're hearing this, I don't know about that Vince Young pick, but nice pick. You got number one, then.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was going to go ahead and process the keepers. And I said, you know what? I'm going to leave them there until midnight and give guys a chance to change their mind. So, Fastball, there's a hint from some friends of yours. All right, next name.
Next name, man. This guy has me laughing on the boards the past few days. Green Bay fan, got to love him. I wish he'd have made it to the talk show last week. My boy, Pimmer. And winner of last year's EFL Fantasy Football League.
That's right. All right. And Pimmer. And Pimmer will be trying to get the Dynasty League going this week. We had a talk today. He's taking a big exam for work tomorrow, so we wish him luck. And hopefully we can get the Dynasty thing off the ground this week. That said, Pimmer's pick, number 5.
Nice. Nice. Pimmer had a really good roster going towards the end of the season last year, and his keepers are running back Beast, Adrian Peterson, with duo of Reggie Bush. So if Reggie Bush breaks out this season, Pimmer could be really tough to beat.
All right. Next.
This guy here, definitely new. Gonna love this. Our next person is S. Gibbs. We've had a little fun with S. Gibbs on the board lately.
Yeah, he came through and apologized, so he saved himself a tongue lashing on the show tonight.
Because
I know I was about to get him too, but he came through and apologized like a man. So you know, that's all you got to do, and it's over. It's all forgotten. All right.
Love you, SDS. We love you for that.
And his pick is double one, so he gets number 11.
Number 11. S. Gibbs, man, byproduct of bad picks from last year. He keeps Donald Driver and Santonio Holmes, which may not be too bad. Santonio looks pretty fast this year, so it all depends on how much they throw to him.
Yeah, Holmes could be okay. Driver, I don't know.
Yeah, that's another one in the A's. If Brett Favre was still there. All right. My boy Scrap, Young Titans, is up next. Called me today, made sure his stuff was in order.
All right. Scrappy. And Scrappy's number is? Number 3.
Nice. Scrap, he did pretty okay last year. He had Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying, who had an awesome season, and he keeps Tom Brady again. Along with Larry Fitzgerald, which I think looking at his team, those two pretty good picks.
All right. I think so. All right. Next.
Next is my boy, the first person from the league I've ever met in person. Real cool. Had a mini conversation. This guy who runs about 3 plays out of the same formation over and over again, Coach K himself.
Coach K. The man who, when he plays Madden, says, I want to win, but I don't want to work that hard.
Right.
All right. And Coach K's number is? Coach K's number 6.
Nice.
You know, I feel like, but none of you guys, probably most of you guys aren't old enough to remember the game show. I can't remember the name of it, but the guy, I think it was called Password, and the guy would whisper, and he'd go, the password is, and I feel like every time I say the number, I want to say, the number is, but all I did was just show my age, so, all right.
All right, Coach K's keepers, you know, he went for a quarterback at his number one pick last season, and he keeps, I lost his name, there you go. He keeps Peyton Manning this year, and he also keeps Braylon Edwards, who I think should have a really good year.
Okay. Hey, solid picks. All right.
Yeah.
Next up.
Next, new to the league again this season, Jay Bev. I don't know much about him, but it seems people get along with him on the boards.
Hey, I want to know who the Govals guy is in the chat room, because Govals isn't in the chat room tonight. As I talked to Govals earlier, so who's the imposter? All right. And the JBev's number is? Number 7.
Now I'm going to tell you, JBev's team name is, this is funny, JBev's team name is Worse Than Coach K's Stick. You have got to love that. His keepers, Larry Johnson, okay. Roy Williams.
Yeah, the team name when I saw that, I just cracked up laughing. it is funny. Worse Than Coach K's Stick is funny. All right, and I guess that is really Govals in the chat room, so I apologize. Okay, yeah. See, man, I'm just looking out for you. I don't want people impersonating you, man. There's only one Govall, so. All right, next.
Next, new to the AFL Fantasy Football League this season, Buckeye City, Keegan.
All right, Keegan. All right. And Keegan's number is? Number 14.
14, not bad. Keegan stepped onto a decent team. He ended up keeping 2 running backs. I don't know how well this first guy, Frank Gore, will perform considering their San Francisco offense. And then he also kept Marshawn Lynch.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. We have three to go.
Three shots. Okay. Next is the big guy himself, the dictator. He has many names, even asshole if you choose to. Commish T.
Commish T. All right. All right. Commish T, three numbers to go. And Commish T gets pick number four. All right.
Nice. Nice.
I'll take it.
Commish T will be considered a homer for these picks, but they are good picks. He keeps Tony Romo and Terrell Owens. That duo hurt some people last year.
That duo got me into the championship game against Pimmer, and unfortunately had an off week that game, or you know, I might have beat Pimmer, but I didn't. So and you know, as some of you will remember, I was laughed at wholeheartedly for taking T.O. and Tony Romo so early. But when you're a fan of a team, you pretty much know. You know, you can kind of predict what's going to happen, and I just knew they were going to have a good year. So now it's no secret. Romo's the number three fantasy quarterback, and T.O.'s the number two fantasy wide receiver, so the secret's out now. All right, last two.
I don't blame you. You know, you're a fan, you definitely know, and that's why you don't see me picking nobody from Chicago. next, our very – first winner of EAFL Fantasy Football League, EA Bad Boys. Haven't seen him.
Bad Boy, all right.
He definitely stays in every year.
All right, Bad Boy, good brother, too. Talked to him on the phone today. Had to call him, make sure he did his stuff. So we got one of two picks left, and Bad Boy's pick will be number 13.
13. Okay. Bad Boy, man, he actually had a pretty good team last year. Definitely scares some folks because Big Ben broke out, but he keeps Big Ben again and gets his running mate, Willie Parker.
All right. Big Ben and Willie Parker. All right. So, and the last owner is?
Human Growth Hormones is the name of the team. Mike EA is what I see from it. Is that Mike?
Nah. No, that's not him. That's
Chris.
Oh my goodness. I know who that is, but anyway, we'll just call him Human Growth Hormone because that's his name in the game. But I do know who he is, and okay. His pick is number eight.
Number eight. Okay. His keepers for this year. Nice running back, Maurice Jones-Drew, and a decent and a good wide receiver, Andre Johnson, if Johnson stays healthy.
Drewski. That's Drewski.
Drewski. Oh, Drewski. Okay. I remember that name, Drewski.
Okay. Yep, that's Drewski. Okay. So, all right. So, recap real quick, and then we're going to move right into the big draft that everyone's waiting for. Recap real quick. Fastball number one, Train number two, Scrappy number three, Commish T number four, Pimmer number five, Coach K number six, JBev number seven, Drewski Human Growth Hormone number eight. Why would you name your team Human Growth? Never mind. Tiki Khan number nine, Memphis, who's in the building, number 10, S. Gibbs number 11, Hungry Hippos. Number 12, Bad Boy 13, Keegan Brick 14, Casper at 15, and last but not least, Any Kings, a.k.a. the Prototype at 16. That is your random order, which is now no longer random. That is now your official draft order for the draft. Tune in to the draft next Sunday night at 10:30. We will do a show that night. We might do a show, say, at maybe 9:30 and catch just the beginning of the fantasy draft, maybe the first couple of rounds. Still trying to work that part out. But anybody who's in the fantasy league, don't forget, 10:30 Eastern Daylight Time. Be ready. The draft will start automatically, and you have about 3.5 hours. If you want to go back, fastball, and take a look at your keepers, fastball, and just make sure that those are the keepers that you really, really want, fastball. All right. Any final comments, Buck?
I just want to say thank you for having me on the show to do this, man. I'm always excited about fantasy football. I look forward to a competitive season. I look forward to guys updating their rosters every week, making some trades, not trying to hold on to players you think are going to do something. Let's be exciting about this. Good luck to everybody.
All right. Good to have you on, Buck. Feel free to stay on and listen to the live draft.
Definitely.
And I just want to confirm that I have Brother Jay on. Jay, you there?
Brother Jay, I'm here.
All right. And Nelly Nell, you there?
Right here, T.
All right. And, you know, just a couple quick comments. You know, we try to be revolutionary in this league. And, you know, to have a random draft to start a fantasy league is certainly a creative idea that we came up with. This way to, you know, to really ensure fairness when determining who would get pick one to pick 16. And we love ideas from league members on things that we can implement. Just make sure you put some serious thought into it. Half-baked isn't going to fly, but put some serious thought into it and submit it to one of the commissioners. For Madden 09, we are seconds away from the draft of Madden 09, our very first season. A couple of things to consider. First off, for the first time in EAFL history, we'll actually be banning a play before the first official game even started. But the halfback direct snap play that's found in the Tampa playbook, it allows you to snap the ball directly to a wide receiver. That play is banned. And as everybody knows, now in Madden, the highlight feature allows you to publish any up to five plays from any game. So this is now no longer a situation where people can say, I didn't do it. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. Now you can submit proof. So quite frankly, don't do it. If you do it, clearly you will forfeit the game. And quite frankly, I haven't had a chance to talk with Tiki yet, but my thought is if you do it now that you know it's banned, you did it on purpose. If you're that dumb to do it, we don't need you in the league. That's my thoughts on it. So let's just keep the league clean and honest. Don't run the play. Will there be more plays banned? I'm sure there will be more things that we will be looking at, but that one is a definite definite ban. Nell, did you want to say something?
No, I agree. If you use that play, you should get booted immediately.
All right. All right, so we agree. The other thing I want to announce tonight to all the EAFL E2, or E-squared, if you will, members, brand-new league for the EAFL, our third 360 league. I'm excited to announce that that league will also begin gameplay tonight. We have a full 32 for that league, and that league will begin gameplay tonight. I will do a private random draft. I just don't have time to do another show and all of that, so it'll just be a private random draft for season one. But stay tuned to the board. Stay tuned to your email. Before I go to sleep tonight, you'll get notified. But tonight, all three EAFL 360 leagues will begin gameplay. Tonight, August 17th, mark it in the book. Revolutionary for us. 96 owners of EAFL gameplay. I'm excited. All right. Jay, are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
All right. Now, let's see. I guess it would make sense that I pull names and then you pull teams. And then, Nell, just any comments that you want to throw in at any time, feel free.
All right.
All right, and remember, guys, no gameplay can begin on any leagues until you hear officially. I apologize for a little miscommunication between Coach K and myself earlier where he kind of went ahead and said that EFL Europe could begin gameplay, and we weren't really ready to let it go yet, and I didn't quite communicate that to Coach K, so I apologize for having to kind of pull the plug on that. But tonight after the show, all three leagues will be able to have gameplay. Just stay tuned to the forums and stay tuned for your email for the official announcement, okay? All right. That said, let's begin the draft.
All right.
And the first pick in the EAFL 360 Season 30 Draft will go to, well, pretty appropriate. The defending Super Bowl champ gets the first pick, and that would be S-Jack. And we are waiting for what team S-Jack will get.
All right, going into my Stacey Adams box over here. You know, we only do Stacey's over here. And I'm pulling out St. Louis Rams.
Oh, wow.
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 Rams, that's crazy.
I want everybody to understand that S-Jack's name is S-Jack. A.K.A. Steven Jackson, which leads you to believe, correctly so, that he's a huge St. Louis Rams fan. And
Man, he lucked out, boy.
Yes, he did, man. Jay, check your PayPal account. He might be sending you some money.
Many commas, please. Many commas in it.
All right. Well, S-Jack, you get the Rams. S-Jack has got to shoot to the top of the favorites list no matter what. At this point, he's got to be a favorite to repeat as a Super Bowl champion.
He had the game before everybody in the league, so
that
right there should put him over the top as well.
All right, let's go. With the second pick. Second pick goes to, well, our good friend Casper, pick number two. And let's see what team Casper gets.
All right. Friendly Casper, he's going to get San Francisco 49ers.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Casper gets the 49ers.
Yes,
so,
sir.
No, well, this will be the season that Casper says, I'm just labbing, right?
He's going to learn the game a little better. He's going to make a run late. You know how he does.
Casper, we love you, man. But, you know, everybody in the league knows that when you have a rough season, it's always a lab season because you're just trying to get to know the game a little bit. So we'll see. But you know what? The 49ers actually shouldn't be half bad this year. They've picked up some players and done some things. So they may not be the 49ers of years past. They may actually, you know, they may actually be fairly competitive. So should be pretty good. All right.
You can't even keep a straight face.
What'd you say?
You can't even keep a straight face.
Casper's a funny dude, man. Casper, hey, Jay, just as a side, Casper actually lives in the same town I used to live in New Jersey. Yeah, he lives out that way.
Oh, wow.
So I won't say the town because I don't want to put his business out there, but same town I used to live in.
Okay.
All right. Third pick goes to former EAFL Europe champion, Joro.
Joro. Good player.
Yeah, he is solid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ready for the team?
Ready.
Illidale, Philadelphia.
All right.
The rich get richer. He won Europe last season, and now he has a top team in this game. So look for good big things out of him.
Yeah, the Eagles are always, you know, with the defense and McNabb, they're always a tough team. So he should certainly be competitive. All right. We are up to pick number four. Just to recap, S-Jack starts off with the Rams, Casper, the 49ers, Joro with the Eagles, and team four, or pick four, will go to Drewski. Drewski and I had a very good game of NCAA earlier. Unfortunately, I came up on the short end, but Drewski's got some nice user skills.
All right, well, we're going to see what he can do. See what he can do with Buffalo.
All right.
Buffalo Bills, hope he don't choke.
Not that bad.
Got
the team.
What'd you say?
They're not that bad in this game. I think he should be all right, depending on who's in his division.
Okay. All right. Drewski with the Bills. Four picks down, 28 to go. What team will you get, guys? Let's go. Pick number five. goes to a guy that got under my skin today, Mr. Lance. And before we disclose what Lance's team is, it reminds me to just kind of address him just a little bit. You guys got to understand that as commissioners, we get a lot of emails, we get a lot of instant messages, and we would all appreciate it if you didn't have to IM us, don't. You know, sometimes your answers can be found on the boards, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, neither is Nell, neither is Coach K or anybody else, but it's really hard when we get online and we're getting constant IMs, and I mean, Nell, correct me if I'm wrong, 3/4 of the stuff have already been covered and talked about. So we would just appreciate it if you guys would just go to the boards. That's what it's there for. And if you really need to reach us, if you really need something from us, fine. But stop making it the first thing you do. We can't answer every single person's question. Even if it only takes a minute, we just can't. It's just, you know, we have 5 leagues right now. You know, maybe grow to 6, who knows. We have the fantasy thing going on. A lot of stuff going on, guys. So just, you know, work with us a little bit. Put a little energy in yourself. I can just go to the boards. It's got a search feature. Put in what you're looking for. Sometimes if you just post a question on the board, someone else in the league will answer it for you. You know, save asking a commish, you know, only in a time of, you know, you're in a game and you need a commish ruling, or, you know, it's really something really important. That's all we ask for. We're not trying to be, you know, snobby or impersonal. We really want to be of service to you. But if we're getting, you know, all these questions that are already answers on the board, it's taking us away from stuff we really need to do, okay? So I just wanted to put that out there. All right. That said, now that I made you wait, Lance, what's Lance's team?
Ready?
Ready.
All right. Just want to check. Make sure I don't want to interrupt the commish now.
Nah, I'm ready, brother.
All right. Well, you got the Vikings, Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
All right.
Good team, but we'll see how Lance is. You know how he is. He sometimes he shows up, sometimes he doesn't. He has a good team, though.
Yeah, the Vikings are going to be a good Madden team.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Adrian Peterson is fierce in this game, so and I haven't played Madden much, unfortunately, because I was away and then I'm trying to finish my NCAA season, so all right.
Nice.
And next, Strife.
Your boy Strife.
My buddy. My buddy lives in my town, never even met him. Strife.
All right. Well, let's see what Strife gets. Strife's pick. Let's see here. He's got the Houston Texans.
All right. Strife with the Texans.
That's a solid team right there. I want to go out on a limb and say that Strife will win a championship in Madden 09. I don't know about this season, but I think he'll finally win his championship.
Okay. I will go on record and say that Strife will piss me off at some point in Madden 09. All right. Moving on to pick number 7 goes to Snip Fox, SNP Fox. Have no idea what that name means, but that's his name. Pick number 7.
All right, and he gets the Bengals of Cincinnati.
Nice.
Ocho Cinco and the crew.
All right.
Good offense. He was an average baller last in Madden 08. New year, we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right, let's see. We are going to pick number 8, and that would be Convinced. And I believe, if I recognize the number correctly, he's on the line. Is this you, Convinced?
Yes, sir.
I thought so. Welcome to the show.
I'm good.
Now, honestly, I think you should have, your name should have been Invincible. That's just my opinion. I think Convince is good. I think Invincible would have been, that would have been the bomb name right there.
Yeah, I've been out the loop lately. I started school this week, moved in Sunday, and then I got my laptop, and it doesn't even work. So, you know, I knew the show was tonight, so I thought I'd call in.
All right. Jay, let's tell Invincible what team he gets.
All right.
All right.
Give them beers.
Don't be down South Beach, Miami Dolphins.
Damn. Excuse me.
Well, you're just having all kinds of bad luck. Team,
hey.
Laptop, woof.
You got cat.
Well, let me turn the stick on right now and start practicing. But I'm just I'm gonna listen for the rest of the show.
All right, I'll go back and mute you.
All right.
And I think there's a way that you can actually raise your hand or something. I don't know. I've seen a couple people do it if you want to say anything, but I don't know how to do it. So if anybody in the chat room knows how to do it where you can actually, while you're on the line, actually get my attention, say it, and I'll announce it. And this way, anybody who I have muted, you know, you can let me know that you want to make a comment. Right now I have Vince, and I just muted Train. He wasn't muted before, but I just muted him. So, all right. So we are at team number 9. Team number 9 is Too Cool.
Too Cool. Good baller here. Let's see what he got.
All right. Too Cool. Just the Redskins. Washington Redskins. Too Cool.
All right.
This could be his season. I don't know how if he's been playing or not, but this could be his season. The Redskins are a good Madden team this year.
Okay.
I don't know about real life, but in Madden, yeah.
All right. And rounding out the top 10. Oh, I guess I should also welcome back B-Wood. B-Wood has made a return back. He's been away for a while. I just realized that we haven't had B-Wood back. I'm just waiting for Edmore to return. Where's Edmore? They were like Siamese twins all last year. All right. And with team number 10, and his name reminds me to repeat a rule, but owner number 10 is Russ Bus. And Russ Bus's name reminds me to I get emails from people wanting clarification. The rule is real simple. If you are a league owner or a commissioner in another league, unfortunately, you cannot participate in the EAFL. It is nothing personal. We wish you well, but we've just had too many problems with guys coming in and a variety of issues. And so we created that rule at the end of last year. And you know, just stick with your league and make your league successful. And that's really it. And I guess the other thing I'll say is if you try to do it on a sneak tip and we find out, now you're banned. Now you can't come back and join us. And so I would rather you just say, okay, I'm going to go do my thing, or say I'm not. But let's just keep it honest. You know, we're all most of us are men here. So, you know, if we find out that you're doing it on a sneak tip, you know, we're not going to welcome you back. So that's that. Just thought I'd take a minute and repeat that rule. No, it's not the Russ Bus rule, because it's not just because of Russ. It's actually many, many people over the years have just made us decide that that was the best thing for the league. With that said, now that I've made Russ wait, what team does Russ get, Brother Jay?
All right, bro. Russ gets Denver Broncos.
That's a good team.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're definitely solid, though. He's been playing a lot, so look out for him again. He wins 12 games every season, it seems like.
Now Russ, Russ likes to rocket catch, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting, since the rocket is certainly not what it was. And the word that I'm hearing around the Madden community about rocket catching is risky. You can pull it off, but if you try to do it, you go to it too much, it's going to get picked. That's the word I'm hearing.
It's not consistent from what I hear. I can't do it yet. I'll be able to do it at some point, but I can't do it yet.
All right. So it'll be interesting to see what scheme Russ Bus comes up with, or will Russ Bus. Be the one to say, nah, I can still rock it every play. We'll see. All right, let's recap the top 10. and that would be S-Jack with the Rams, Casper with the 49ers, Joro with the Eagles, Drewski with the Bills, Lance, the Vikings, Strife, the Texans, Snip Fox, the Bengals, Convinced, the Dolphins, Too Cool, the Redskins, Russ Bus, the Broncos. All right. Moving right along, team number 11. The 11th pick goes to my brother from another mother, Bad Boy. Probably the only guy in the league older than me. I like saying that, but he is. And Bad Boy will get what team?
He gets the Ravens of Baltimore.
The Ravens. All right.
Well, he likes teams with good defense, so let's see.
Yeah, you know, and I think one thing that's pretty consistent with Madden, if you have a team, if you have a good defensive team, you're in any game. You know, I think that's been consistent from 2005. You know, if you a strong defensive team, and you can really compete, you know, in any season. So he should be, you know, Bad Boy used to be really good. Bad Boy back in the beginning. I brought Bad Boy in from another league that I was in, and Bad Boy was pretty good. I mean, he has not seen that success since the early days of the EAFL, but I, for one, would love to see him back to what I remember him to be back in the early days of the EAFL.
Last time I think he had the Ravens, I faced him in the title game. That's when I won my first title. So.
Okay.
Way back in season three.
Gotcha. Jeez, we're getting old. I got a question about someone asking that they were a league owner, but they're not anymore, but they're still a mod on the forums. Is that okay? I guess we'll have to talk and see. Yeah, I can't answer that off the top of my head. So let's whoever the person is that sent me the instant message, let's talk about it and see. Certainly, we're not trying to keep people from joining the league. All right, we're here to serve the community. We want people in the league. We just want it run smoothly, and this rule is meant to help things run smoothly. So the gentleman that instant messaged me, let's connect up and talk and see if we can make it work. All right, next is Fran2424.
All right, and get into this magic box. Fran's got Jacksonville Jaguars.
Good team. Average baller last season. He almost didn't make it to this season because, you know, he had him in completing his seasons, but last season
right.
He finished all his games, so he's here with us again.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm quiet because there really isn't much to say. Not personal, brother, but, you know, we know who the heavy hitters are in the league. So, moving right along. Number 13, the one, the only, the evil genius himself, the EAFL commish with the 13th pick in the draft. And let's see what team Kamish gets.
All right. Detroit Lions.
All right. Detroit Lions.
Solid. You haven't been playing too much, so I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know what to say either. But if you call me average baller, I'm disconnecting you. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, you know, the truth is the truth. I haven't – 08 was my worst year of Madden, really. I didn't make the playoffs once in 08, and I have made the playoffs before in every version year except 08. It was just a bad year, and I'm hoping the 09 promises to be a solid game from what I've read and the brief time that I play it, that I played it. I'm going to get through NCAA, and I really want to try to focus in on Madden. And I want to be competitive, you know. Jay, my brother's on the phone. He will tell you guys how much I hate losing. You guys think, you know, you lose, you get. I don't get used to losing. I can't stand losing. And anything that I can do to win, you know, within, you know, within reason, I'm going to try to do. So we'll see what happens.
You didn't make the playoffs?
I didn't make the playoffs once, man, back for the whole nine seasons of 08 that we had. I didn't make the playoffs once.
Glad I wasn't in your household, boy.
Oh, my kids wouldn't even come downstairs and talk to me.
Man.
All right. Yeah, Train, don't be a smart aleck, brother. I see his little comments in the chat room. Yeah, there's always one in every group, man. Train gonna talk junk. All right. Train, lucky he's lucky. Yeah, I got you muted. You're gonna stay muted. You're lucky you're not in the league, man. You be my first game. All right. Next pick goes to Rydog.
All right. He gets Pittsburgh Steelers.
He's a runner. Good running game. The Steelers are one of the top teams so far this year, so let's see if he keeps it going like he did last year.
All right. Buck, you got something to say, man? You got something to say?
Man, I was going to say the Steelers is a very good Madden team always, man. I wish you good luck this season with the Detroit Lions. Go,
buddy. That's what we call a tongue-in-cheek comment. Yeah, I wish you good luck, brother. Them Lions, man. You go ahead with them Lions, man.
Wingman is behind you 100%.
Yeah. Well, if Wingman gets some Cowboys, man, maybe me and him can talk. I'm just kidding.
First trade in EAFL history.
Yeah, right? All right, next. Casper, go perfect stop. Chargers for life with pick number 15.
Pick number 15, defending Super Bowl champs, New York Giants.
Oh, the New York Giants. I don't know. I don't know how good he is. I know he has a good team. I don't know how good he is.
He was okay last year. He was not great. He did make the playoffs, and he was okay. And if he plays a lot, and he could make some noise with the Giants. He really could make some noise with the Giants.
Remember, he has Joro and too cool in his division though. With good teams. Well, all the teams in our division are good, but
well, that's the thing. You're right. I mean, you know, we don't even know who's going to get the Cowboys, so you're right. All right. 16th, halfway through the draft. And our good friend, Fastball Willie, pick number 16.
All right. Fastball Willie gets the Cleveland Browns. Dog pound.
Ah, the Brownies.
He won't even win 8 games. He won't even win 6 games.
I just want to know if the Browns and the Lions play so I can chalk that win up right now. That's all I want to know.
Unfortunately, they don't.
Oh, man. You know, Fastball is a founding member of the league. He's a great member of the league. We love Fastball. He's got a different sense of humor that you got to kind of get used to. But you know, we love the guy, and we wish him well. And you know, the Browns are a good Madden team. Derek Anderson, Braylon Edwards, Jamal Lewis, Sergeant Winslow. Yeah, I mean, it's a good Madden team. So. You know, he can't blame the team this year. It's going to be whether or not he can play the game. That's really what it's going to boil down to.
You got to fix that team. They're a good Madden team offensively. The other side of the ball got some work to do.
Well, yeah, I mean their defense is a little bit suspect, but it's not horrible. I mean, that offense can certainly win you some games.
True.
So. We're halfway through the draft. It's time for a quick public service announcement about the EAFL. We have three 360 leagues. We have our now sanctioned Madden 360 league, sanctioned by the Madden Federation, one of only two leagues currently sanctioned. Our league and the King of Hill League are sanctioned, which means if you join our league, well, first you have to join work your way up to play in the league. You can't just come in off the street. But should you get to the major league and you win the Super Bowl, you get 100 world ranking points. If you win the Super Bowl, I should say. If you make it, you get 50. If you win it, you get 100, which is unprecedented. We also have two developmental leagues, one run by Coach K and the other one currently run by me until I find a commissioner. So that's three leagues for the 360. We have our PS3 league that we're still accepting applications for, our NCAA league that's just finishing season one. Five leagues altogether right now. People want to message me. Is there a spot? Is there an opening? There's always an opening in the EAFL. All you have to do is go to EAFLmadden.com/join, send in your application, send it in right now, wait for that invite, and let's play some Madden. Where else will you find a radio show? Well, there's people that are doing radio shows now, and, hey, happy for them, but we were the ones that got the radio show thing going. People that are doing live drafts now, but we were the ones that started with the live drafts. We are at the forefront. We are setting the trends that others are following. If you want to play for a trendsetter, come join the EAFL. But do it now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's too late. EAFLmadden.com/join. All right. Pick number 17 goes to our man, U-Kane M, a.k.a. Insane Kane, a.k.a. Wasn't that song by, what was that song? Chris Rock was in it and Method Man. A.k.a. Jay, you know that song I'm talking about, that rap song. A.k.a.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what song I'm talking about. Anyway.
Yeah.
Mike's got several names, AKAs, but he's Insane Kane to me always, and he is pick 17, and his team will be?
His team will be J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Okay. It's amazing over the last month how the Jets become a team that people actually would want to play with.
I don't know how many Favre jerseys I've seen this past week and a half.
Well, you're right there in New York, so
yeah.
Now let me ask you a question. You know, kind of off the Madden topic for a minute, but I don't know what's going on with this game, but the Bucks are running all over the Patriots this second quarter. They are running all. They're beating the Patriots 10-0, and they're running the ball all over the Patriots. I know it's preseason, but damn. All right. Anyway. But there's a lot of discussion about the Giants now. Like, this is like the best thing that could have happened for the Giants because it takes them off the radar. They're now the other New York team because of this, all this stuff with Favre and the Jets. How do you feel? What do you think? Do you think that's a good thing, a bad thing, or what do you think?
Well, I think it's a good thing for the Giants because historically we've been a cocky team when we have a little bit of success. So now it puts a chip on their shoulder, and it's going to motivate them even more. Plus, the Giants have never made it to the playoffs the season after going to a Super Bowl, so they're going to be really motivated this year.
Okay.
And it's good. Everybody's talking about Favre. Not many people are talking about the Giants, so it's going to be a good year, I think.
All right. And, guys, get ready because – we are still doing our NFL preview right through preseason. So you'll hear more from Tiki about the Giants. You'll hear, hopefully, from Bama about his Redskins. You hear from J-Biv about the Rams. And, of course, you're going to hear from the commissioner about his Cowboys. Pick 18 goes to Philly Style.
All right, man. Philly Style gets the Dallas Cowboys.
All right. You gunky. All right, he gets him a Cowboy. yeah.
Good baller. Tough division. We'll see. He was 14-2 last season, but then he lost, I think, to Casper in the playoffs. One and done, I think. So.
Yeah.
Let's see if he bounces back. Well, he has arguably the best team in the game. So, let's see.
Let's see. I can't even talk about it. It hurts me. It hurts me too much. Too painful.
Oh,
too painful.
Yeah, Cowboys.
I want my Cowboys. Although, honestly, I'm kind of glad I didn't get them because That's all that would have needed to happen was for you to pull the Cowboys out of your Stacey Adams box, Jay. Because then I would have just heard, it would have just been like, that's his brother. He rigged it. So it's kind of good that I didn't get him.
Yeah, because remember on college when you pulled out USC?
Yeah,
I'm sure there was quite a bit of bull from that.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of bull. I'm a whopping 3-9 with USC because I don't play the game. Honestly, it was a mistake for me to join. I just didn't have the time I thought I had. I will finish the season, but I just didn't have the time. It's been a busy summer, and I should have let somebody else, you know, enjoy USC. But I'm going to finish my commitment because I can. So, Sangrado.
What you draw, too.
Yeah, yeah. Sangrado, pick number 19, 69 Angry SOBs. And his team will be?
Seattle Seahawks, going to the Northwest.
Seahawks.
I have no idea who the Seahawks have. I know they lost Alexander.
They got Julius Jones. Yeah, we know that.
He likes running the ball, so he's competitive. He'll be around 500 or better.
They had a good
team. Yeah, I like Sangrado though. He's a cool person too. Just looking, you know, just his involvement in the league. He's a good guy. So wish him well. All right. Pick number 20. Prime Time Surfer. Jay, say it with me one time. Prime Time. Prime Time Surfer has joined the league and actually convinced the Prime Time King to change his name.
Oh,
which
wow.
I would never do, but Prime Time King actually changed his name to Convinced. So Prime Time Surfers lives in Canada. Not a bad baller. What team is he going to get?
You talk about checking a PayPal account. Woo! All right, he's going to get Arizona. Arizona Cardinals, doubt.
Okay. Good team. They got Boulder Fitzgerald. I think they got better this offseason, so we'll see. Tough division, defending champion, two-time champion, Casper. Should be a Dolphin.
You know, and teams like, you know, I was thinking about this when I was thinking about the Lions, you know. I'm not sure how Kitna's going to be in the game, but, you know, you have a Matt Leinart and you have Kurt Warner, so you got decent quarterbacks back there for Madden. And then you got Fitzgerald and Bolden. I mean, that can be a fun team offensively to play. But I was kind of thinking that with Calvin Johnson and Roy Williams that Detroit would be kind of fun for me, you know, because if you're looking to light it up. And I think Cardinals are the same type of team. You know, it could be a fun team to play with. And if you can get your passing game going, you know, you can put some points up there. And, you know, if you get some – I mean, the object of the game is to score one more than your opponent. So – you know, and I tell you, I played him several times. He's tough. He can play tough. He's definitely not someone to sleep on. Even in a tough division, he's not someone to sleep on.
Yeah. He's a good baller.
All right. Moving on. My good friend, the man I think is the best poster on the boards next to me, is my buddy Wingman.
Wingman.
Man, you're going to get. The Oakland Raiders.
They're a really good Madden team this year. Really good
Madden.
I'm
about to say, Wingman and the Raiders, man, that could spell some trouble, man, with DeMarcus Russell and that rocket arm, and they got Javon Walker.
You know
McFadden.
Who else they got in the backfield?
McFadden.
Yes, sir.
Fargus, their defense is, I think, the fastest in the game in Madden. So
yeah, didn't they pick up? They picked up your guy. Didn't they get your guy from the Giants?
No, they picked.
D'Angelo Hall. They got
D'Angelo
Hall, and they got. Didn't they get? Cool. They got somebody else.
Jabril Wilson, safety.
Yeah, from the Giants. Yeah. I know what I was talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell me, I didn't know what I was talking about. I knew what I was talking
about. That's a sick defense. That's a really fast defense. I mean, really fast.
Yep.
Sickest secondary in the league right now. Even in real life, they're sick.
Yeah, Wingman was smart. He got on Madden late in 08. He got his 360, got on late, and took some bumps. But now he at least knows the controls and the configurations a bit. So Wingman could be a sleeper. It could be a sleeper to watch. And I felt sorry for Eskibs, because Eskibs doesn't realize that when you're on our forums, and if you get into it with Wingman or you get into it with Pimmer, you got your hands full, you get into it with both of them, you might as well just check out. You might as well just stop posting, because you ain't going to win. And he got into it with both of them on one thread. That was not good.
It's not smart.
Nah. What smart? All right. We have done 21 picks. We have 11 to go. 27th team is, let's say 27th or 22nd?
27th, buddy. 27. It is 22nd. Your pace will be all right. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll be all right. 22nd team is the EAFL Europe Commissioner himself, Coach K. All
right. Coach K gets Green Bay.
He gets the Farbless Packers.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're in the same division.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing about it is that Kay used to follow me around, because he used to consider it easy to beat me. And I have since put an end to that. He don't follow me no more. But for a couple of seasons, he drafted into my division thinking that he could win. And then after I stopped that, he didn't do that no more. So it'll be interesting now. He's got a Favre-less Packer team. Good team minus Favre, so should still have some – their defense is pretty good, and they still got some weapons on offense. And I think I have a lesser team, you know, definitely with the Lions, so – it's gonna be good. I mean, we get to renew our rivalry. Coach K is a very frustrating player to play, because he'll come at you very simply. Let's just put it that way. It's a very simple scheme that Coach K will use, and
it's annoying though. It's annoying.
Oh man, it's annoying. I think it's one of those things where Coach K is one of the most loved guys in the league, except when it comes to playing on the field. Off the field, everybody loves Coach K. He got voted best commissioner in the EAFL, you know, best poster, he got voted. People love Coach K. But you're going to play him in a game, and he comes at you with that same formation and does a couple of shifts to try to change up the play, and bam. I mean, it's just like taking your fingernails and taking a straight pin and just sticking it under your fingernail slowly. That's how I feel. You know. So, hey man, Kay, I love you, man. I look forward to our series, man. It should be hot. It should be good. All right. Next, Mr. Bell.
You ready?
Yeah,
ready.
Ready.
Tennessee. Vince Young and the Titans, man.
Mr. Bell.
All right.
Loyal member to the league. Not a good baller last year. Let's see what he does now. Tennessee's a pretty good team this year in the game, so.
They have Javon Kurtz back now?
I don't know. He's still playing? I don't know.
Yeah, he's still playing.
But I'll tell you, that rookie running back,
oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Johnson?
Chris Johnson. You see that run he did?
Yeah, he kind of left everybody just seeing nothing but ass and elbows.
4.240? And,
yeah.
I mean, and he's got football speed, too. Not just track speed. Yeah, man.
Looks like he's just running between the tackles, too, a little bit.
Yeah, and I got him. He's one of my running backs in my other fantasy league. So, but, yeah, he looked good, man. You know, that kind of speed in Madden, you can do some stuff.
Yeah.
All right. I got two things stuck together here. Next, the man actually got a name that I really like, the Master Ace. Still want to know if he's a hip hop guy, because that's the symphony, right, Jay?
Yes, sir.
I just wonder if he got that name from this. Yeah, exactly. But the Master Ace team will be
Indianapolis Colts.
Okay. Master Ace is a solid baller, always in the mix, and he has a good team to go along with it. So, division not too tough. I see him and Strife battling it out for the division crown.
I think Master Ace and Strife are both kind of in that same category where they're one good season from breaking out. Kind of like what Keegan Brick went through. Keegan Brick was competitive but just falling short. And then the next thing you know, he wins a Super Bowl, and then he goes back to the Super Bowl. And I think Master Ace and Strife both, you know, I mean, Master Ace with the Colts could certainly, he could wreak some havoc. So it should be interesting.
Yes.
Hey, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me to tell you about the timeshare I bought.
I made sure I'm sitting down when we had that discussion.
Man, these cats got me. Next up, stepdad himself, Tishomi.
Tishomi.
And we know Tishomi is in the chat room along with most of the members of EAFL 360 Major League. And, for those of you who don't know, Tishomi and Chargers for Life are our only father-son duo in the league. And he has told us all that he's Chargers for Life stepdad. So I call him stepdad. And stepdad's team will be?
New England Patriots.
Wow.
Whoa. Nice.
Nice team for Tishomi. I'll be the fly in the ointment. I don't expect much from Tishomi. I like him. He's a good guy. Haven't really seen him be a factor in the league yet, so I don't think he will be this year. But with a team like the Patriots, anything is possible.
Yep. Could have been better for myself.
All right. Next, upstate New York Will, who I believe his Madden name is, I think he's the same guy. Isn't he ready since 82 on Madden, on Xbox?
No, that's Fran.
Oh, that's Fran? What's Will? Will, he's got a different name on.
Nah, that's his name now, upstate NY Will. It used to be Gray Rider.
Yeah, that's right. It was Gray Rider, but he's now this now? Okay, good. All right. All right, so what team will upstate New York will get?
Oh, he'll be like Crawfish. He got the New Orleans Saints.
Hey, I had some of that in Atlantic City. it was good too. All right, Saints. What do you think, Tiki?
I don't know. I don't know what to expect. He's always around 500. He's the first owner in that division, so I have to see who else lands there before I can make a good prediction on him. But he has the best team in that division, though, so he has a step ahead of everybody else.
Okay. I got a caller, so let me take a quick pause and take a call. 443 area code. What can we do for you?
How's it going, fellas? Any Kings, a.k.a. the prototype.
The prototype!
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, can I blow up your spot? Can I blow up your spot on live radio?
Go ahead. Prototype. Handle your BI, man.
All right, I got to do it, man. I got to do it. Now, I received two mail payments, okay? One from my man, the prototype. And one from my man Scrappy. One person mailed me a money order and one person mailed me cash. y'all want to take a guess who mailed me cash? I said, brother, lucky I'm honest. Hey, man, I never got it, bro. I don't know what happened.
Look, that's how much I trust you, man, from long distance.
Well, you know what, man? See, now you done humbled me now, man. Trust me now. I'm humbled now. I can't blow up your spot no more, man. You talking about you trust me.
It's all good.
That's good. Well, for those of you who don't know, the prototype is in our 360, our PS3 league, and has graciously offered to step up and be the commissioner of that league. And I'm in the process now just trying to figure out how all this is going to work out for the PS3 league. Had a couple other guys that said that they wouldn't mind being co-commissioners. And I think with all of the struggles we've had really getting the PS3 off the ground and being successful, I think that having a group, two or three guys as commissioners, one guy kind of leading the charge, I think could be good. The only challenge for me is really making sure I have the right people and making sure everybody knows what they need to do, because we don't want guys with titles that ain't earning their keep, so to speak. But so we're working that out as we speak. And in the meantime, anybody out there who wants to join the EAFL, EAFLmadden.com/join, sign up now, particularly if you want to get in the PS3 league. You know, we still probably got, I don't know, 8 or 10 openings there. So fill that out. You know, you're guaranteed to get in, and you know got a good chance of getting a good team. Prototype, any comments?
Oh, man, just calling in, you know what I mean, showing my support, repping the PS3 side. You know, we're trying to get the PS3 league on the same level as the 360 league. So, you know,
all right.
Just doing my part, man, just doing my part.
Well, we appreciate that, you know. And here's a little trivia for all you wrestling fans out there. Anybody who's a wrestling fan, John Cena, when he became a professional wrestler, his first gimmick name was the Prototype. So there's a little trivia for you. John Cena used to be known as the Prototype. So there you go. Easily verifiable. All right. Got a 702 call. Let's see who this is. 702 caller, what can I do for you?
This is Chargers for Life.
And Chargers for Life,
and
a.k.a. Entish. Oh, we got, wait a minute. Hold it. We got stepdad and stepson?
Yeah, I'm on the phone right now. He's labbing.
Oh, he's labbing. He's labbing because he's got, he labbing because he got to what, do what with them Patriots? He got the Patriots. He ain't got to lab?
hey, he said the Patriots are up for trade.
Well, Chargers, we got you on the phone. Tashomi has the Patriots. You have the Giants. Who's going to have a better record?
Most likely him.
Really? Now, I thought you have continuously said that you're the better baller.
I am the better baller. I'm always the better baller. It's just that he has a better team than I do. He has a team more to fit him. I have a team that I have to adjust to.
Oh, no.
And he's happy that he has to play Vince twice because he's going to smash him. And I'm happy I have to play Too Cool and Ask Jack and all the people I don't like on my schedule.
So all right, wait a minute. I got to write this down because all this smack talking, I got to put it somewhere. So Tashomi
said who got the last butt whipping, Vince. And
so
Tashomi
gets to play Vince twice, and Chargers for Life gets who?
Too Cool and S Jack. Once S Jack, twice Too Cool, and I'm very happy because I'm going to beat both of them. I'm going to get my first win on both of them because the only reason why Too Cool beat me last time when I had the Cardinals because I was on my cell phone at the time. I mean, I was busy talking and not paying attention to the game. I was just trying to finish my season. That's the only reason why Too Cool beat me. So he's not even on the level of Chargers for Life. and Vince.
Wow.
My stepdad's going to whoop you like he whooped you last time because you suck.
Oh.
Nelly, no, you're the commissioner of 360 League. What do you think of the smack talking coming from? Does Chargers for Life have a history of backing up his smack talk?
Not really, I don't think.
But I've gotten good victories here, okay? I mean, my victories... It's just, I've gotten to the playoffs once. I've done something you haven't done, Commish. I made the playoffs with the Cowboys.
Oh.
You can talk all the smack you want. Last game we played, 42-23, commish. What else is there for you to say?
Hey, I'll trade teams to get into your division.
I'm just saying. You want to talk facts? Last game we played, 42-23, commish. Commish is up 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. I mean,
right now,
let's just stick to facts here. You know, and then you talk about you lost to Too Cool because you was on the cell phone.
I was on my cell phone. You know, it's an important call.
Oh, okay, and that's Too Cool's fault?
Nah, I got respect. He did beat me, but while I'm on my cell phone, while I was with the sucky Cardinals, so I'm
hey, all I got to say, man, hey, this is a man's league, bro. You lose, you lose. That's it. You
choose to take that important
call, you lost. It's bottom line, man, you lost. I'm going to put it like this. I'm going to put it like, let's see, who do you have? You have the Giants, Too Cool's got the Redskins, and S-Jack got the – you ain't going to win. You can go 0-3.
Go 0-3.
At the worst, I'll go 2-1 because you know Chargers for life is the greatest man in all time, the man player. You know I'm gonna at least get 3 Super Bowls this season. Y'all gonna just wish y'all is as good as me.
You gonna get how many Super Bowls? I'll tell you what, you will get as many Super Bowls in 2009 as you got in 2008, brother.
Hey, I was only in the season for 4 seasons, and I still made impact.
All right.
I'm playoff bound. I'm just saying, I'm the greatest.
All right. I'm the Muhammad Ali of men. All right. Well, hey, I want to see it on the boards. I want to see you post your predictions of what you're going to do to Too Cool and S-Jack on the boards. We all know that S-Jack certainly is not shy on going on the boards and responding. So I want to make S-Jack quit.
I'm going to make S-Jack put his controller down.
All right.
When we labbed against each other, I was the Falcons. I still competed against him when he was my own team.
All right. Well, listen, I gotta cut this short. You can stay on the line, but we got to finish the draft. Got guys waiting to hear what team they got. But take it to the boards, and let's see. And then take it to the field, and let's see. But I made my prediction. You're going to go 0-3 against those guys. And when you do, I'm going to laugh real, real, real hard. All right. So anyway, yeah, I had to mute the Chargers. We got to finish the draft. All right. Next team. Got to admit, though. Guys got a little spunk.
Yep.
Confident.
I love it.
All right. Next, the legend himself, Bama, who I think that he went and found where Jay Legris lived and had him taken out. Because Jay Legris just disappeared and vanished off the face of the earth. We put his face on milk cartons. We hired the FBI. And we can't find the guy, so Bama's in the league. And Bama's team will be?
San Diego Chargers.
Wow. The rich get richer here.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
That's scary.
He's going to be heavy when he sees that. He went from not being in the league to having one of the best teams in the game.
Wow. And, you know, it's he's not even around, you know. I'm going to tell you, Bama, you need to be supporting the show, man. That's why I cracked on you last week when you called in. She hadn't called in weeks. Now look what happens. Guy gets the Chargers. Man, tough. All right. Next. Keegan Brick.
Keegan. My Krypton.
He's going to get the Chicago Bears.
Woohoo! Yes.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Keegan Brick gets the Bears. You know, I don't know how kind of Madden team they're going to be this year. So, you know, we expect their defense to be solid. But offensively, we'll have to see, I guess.
They're pretty good. They got Kevin Jones. They drafted a running back. So they're running backs are better in the game now. They lost Berrien, but I think they'll be solid.
Okay.
They still got Hester.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, yeah. There's something to be said for that. All right.
Keegan is here.
I wonder why. Pick 29 goes to the Assassin.
All right. Reach into this box, and Assassin pulls out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Bucks, who are handing the Patriots their buttocks tonight. I know it's preseason, but it's just went to about to be 24-3. I love looking at Belichick on the sideline because it's just fun. They snapped the ball over the backup quarterback's head, and the defense picked it up and ran in for a touchdown.
Is that on the NFL Network?
NFL Network right now, 24-3. Third, just starting the third quarter, Bucks over the Patriots. Brady did not play. He's got a foot injury or something. He didn't even travel. All right. So the Assassin has the Bucks. Pick number 30. Ah! The 360 commissioner himself, Nelly Nell, a.k.a. Tiki Sun. And Brother Jay, his team will be?
Carolina Panthers.
Panthers.
Yes, sir.
Haven't played with them. I don't know about them. But the division doesn't look too tough, so I'm going to win the division.
Wow.
I think I was just insulted. Well, you know, I got to respect the fact that Nelly Nell is one of the most consistent ballers ever to play in the league. You know, pretty much makes the playoffs every season. And I honestly don't remember the last time we played. Do you?
I think
been a long time.
I think we played when I had the Giants in 08 and you had the Patriots, I believe. I think that's the last time we played. And,
wow.
It was a pretty close game. That was like the second season of Madden 08.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Okay. With a couple bombs to Moss.
I remember that now. That's right. It was a close game. It was a competitive game. Oh, wait a minute. We're not in the same division, so it doesn't matter. Okay, never mind. For some reason, I was thinking that the Panthers were in the division, in my division. So I may not even play you, so.
No, you play him this year, too.
But he's on my schedule?
Yes,
oh, okay.
He's on your schedule.
All right. Good. All right.
Interesting.
Yes.
All right. We're down to the last two picks. Pick 31 goes to Grimace.
All right. Kansas City Chiefs.
All right.
Okay. And that leaves.
Pewter Cadillac. And what's the last team left?
The Falcons.
Right where I'm at, baby. Dirty.
Well, it's funny that the Falcons probably would have been the last team picked anyway.
Exactly.
So Grimace with the Chiefs, Pewter Cadillac with the Falcons. All right. So let's I'm not going to recap the picks because time is running a bit short. I am going to go to the phones real quick. I had a 314 area code call. 314, what can I do for you?
What's up, Pete? It's S-Jack.
S-Jack! Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. S-Jack called in. All right. Hey, Chargers for Life, are you still there?
Oh, yeah. I want to tell Tiki you're on my schedule, so you're going to have an L. All
right. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. We're gonna backtrack just a minute. S-Jack has graced us with a phone call. We appreciate it. S-Jack has the Rams. And if I recall, maybe about 10 minutes ago, Chargers for Life made a prediction. Chargers for Life. Not an S-Jack's actually on the phone. What was that prediction?
I'm going to beat him and make him drop the sticks. After all the losses I got, man, 08, I labbed against you with the Falcons. I even do a good team. You have my team. I went with the garbage Falcons. And still kept it close.
You kept it. I beat you 35-14. It was no way close at all.
Wait. But tell them how the game went, though. I
it
scored the first
half. Wait a minute.
Chargers. Wait a minute. Hold on. Did you lose? I just want to make sure that, you know, did you lose 35-14?
I lost, but he took my team away.
Wait a minute. Did you lose 35-14? That's a simple question.
I lost 35-14.
So can you help us understand why you would think that that's a competitive game?
because he didn't score his three touchdowns until the fourth quarter. I fought him all the way there with the garbage Falcons, with no defense, with no safeties going.
I didn't tell you to pick the Falcons.
You picked my
Joe's
team.
Joe's probably home.
I purposely picked sucky teams to see how good I was.
And
you know
not.
What?
You never beat me.
I am good.
Never.
I'm great.
You never beat me, man.
This is a different game, though. I'm about to serve you.
You're going to serve me. We're going to see. Woo. You have never
right.
been a competitor.
I just muted him for a second. I want to give S-Jack an equal airtime to respond, and then I'll unmute him. But S-Jack, what do you think about all his comments?
It's just all talk. I done played him about 10 times. I don't want to say 10. Oh, 7 to 8 times. Going back to EFLE, I done beat him every time. Blowouts, mostly all games blowouts. He kept close one game when I had the Seahawks. He had the 49ers. Well, he's not good. He's just all talk to me.
Now, when you hear this, does it make you say, is it kind of like, you know, Brett Favre marking the calendar for when he plays the Packers? Is it kind of like, okay, this guy running his mouth talking all this smack, let me just put a little notch when I play him?
Nah, this is nothing to me, man. It's nothing. I don't even take him serious. It's like Muhammad Ali getting challenged by a bum on the street. It's nothing, man.
Oh, damn.
It's all talk. It's all talk.
Wow.
All right. If Chargers for Life can keep his energy level at a you know, even keel, I'm gonna give him a chance to respond. Chargers, I unmuted you. Now, S-Jack pretty much, you know, and every time I hear this kind of stuff, I think back to the old WWF and the old WCW feud. And I remember Vince McMahon being asked, what do you think about the WCW? And he said, who? So I think S-Jack is pretty much saying to you, Chargers for Life, he says you've played him 7-8 times, you've never beat him. And he doesn't even get mad when you talk smack because you ain't never beat him.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll calm down. S-Jack, I'm going to beat you so badly. You're going to drop your sticks.
I will never drop my
I'm going to get my dad, who lives in St. Louis, to come to your house and watch you cry when I'm beating you. You ain't nothing. Like you said,
Nobody has ever made me drop my sticks.
You know what? I'm going to beat you. I can't even express how bad I'm going to beat you. I am right now.
Because it won't happen. You can't express it because it will not happen. It will never happen.
I'm going to beat you. Watch.
See Chargers for Life. Chargers, part of being able to talk smack is the believability of it. And that's what's lacking right now, is when I hear that a guy has beat you 7-8 times and you've never beat him, your smack talk loses credibility. It's like you're just talking. I mean, you have to, in order to gain respect and for people to take this seriously and be like, oh, man, I can't wait. Now pretty much everyone's saying, I can't wait to see how bad he's going to lose. No one's saying I can't wait to see the outcome of the game because you've never beat him. You got to go out there and get in and earn his respect. He said he's not even marking the game on the calendar. It's just another game to him because you've never beat him. So you got to show and prove, man.
I will. Because this is a new game. I am better than last time. And every time he beat me, I was with a sucky team. I was never with a good team.
Okay.
I beat you with the Falcons. You was 15-1 in Europe. EFL Europe. 15-1 beat you with the Falcons. I blew you out with the Falcons.
If you get your facts correct, I joined the team at 9-1. I never even went with the team. I joined the team at 9-1 and just played garbage people until I got to the playoffs. I didn't even play anybody in the playoffs. I got to the conference championship off 2 byes because Kappa Dangler or Cap Baller or one of those guys quit right in our playoff game.
There ain't no daggone fool.
But did he blow you out, though?
I know.
He got me. I mean,
Chargers, I appreciate you calling in, and we'll see how your season goes. But you certainly brought some life to the show, and I appreciate it.
All right, fat talking right there. I gotta wipe my phone down with toilet tissue.
All right, S-Jack, any season predictions, man? You got you starting off with your team.
Oh man, I just want to beat Casper. He talks so much, I got to beat him. Then I worry about everybody else.
You ask me what's your name.
Okay. What'd you say? All right. I have a 732 call. 732 area code. What can I do for you?
You know who it is. You know this area code.
Actually, I don't. Is this Casper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see, when I lived down there, it was 201.
201 is just outside of us now.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. It was 201, and 609 was south of me. There was no 732. So, but all right, so we have Casper on, and S-Jack is coming after you.
I'm just saying, you know how I do. You know I'm talking bad about myself, but I got the game yesterday, so I'm still trying to get used to the differences. Then I get thrown a bad team, so I'm not making any promises this year, that's for sure. I'm going to try to compete, but I don't know.
You hear that, Tiki, right?
Oh, yeah. He's mad. He's talking. As anyone who knows, I just got the game. I'm still just getting used to it. Never mind trying to get good.
In other words, if I get my ass kicked, it's not because I suck, it's because I just got the game.
Isn't that what you said, too? Didn't you just get the game?
Yeah, I haven't said anything though. I played the game for 2 hours since I got it. That's it. But
and don't you see a significant difference in the gameplay?
Yeah, it is. But it's my choice. You know, you just picked up the game and that's your choice. You could have picked it up a week ago and you didn't.
I was on vacation.
All right. Well, it's still your choice. You went on vacation. You know, these are choices we make, and it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, that's how I look at it. It's going to be what it's going to be. All right. We got about 15 minutes. I want to go through the divisions real quick. Tiki, you there, right?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. Let's you and I go through, and anybody who's on. I think I have. Everybody is still live, except Chargers for Life is gone, but everybody else is still there. And anybody who wants to chime in real quick with a thought on a division champion. But we're just looking to see who we think might win each division for the first season of Madden 09 for the major leagues. So let's start over in the AFC East. And we've got the Bills with Drewski, the Dolphins with Vince, the Patriots with Toshomi, and the Jets with Insane Kane. Tiki, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Mike here. They got a quarterback. They're not that bad. And I don't know. I just got to go with the original bet.
All right. I'm going to go with Vince. The Dolphins now have Chad Pennington, so it'll be an upgrade. Ricky Williams, I hear, is looking really good, so we'll see how that turns over in the Madden ratings, but he's been looking really good so far. Fresh legs, no injuries. Ted Ginn was pretty much their only weapon last year. And, they picked up about 10 former Cowboys, so, and Vince is a good baller. Vince is a perpetually good baller. So I think that he will rise to the occasion, even though, you know, he's got what we've known as the worst team in the division, and he's got to play Toshomi twice, which should be pretty interesting. I still think Vince will start off slow as usual and hit his stride and come out of it, 10-6 or so, 11-5, and win the division. All right. Next, we will go to – I just lost it. Here we go. The AFC North. And that would be Bad Boy with the Ravens, Snip Fox with the Bengals, Fastball with the Browns, Rye Dog, and the Steelers.
Like division, I think it's a toss-up, but if I had to pick somebody, it would be Rye Dog. I think the only thing for sure is that Fastball will be last in the division. That's the only sure thing.
Oh, wow. Wow, Rye Dog sucks even.
Woo! And I agree. The only thing for certain is Fastball will be last in the division. But, I'm going to go with Rye Dog winning that division with the Steelers. AFC South, we've got Strife with the Texans, the Master Ace with Peyton Manning and the Colts, Fran 24-24 with the Jags, and Mr. Bill with the Titans. Tiki, what do you think?
Strife, not much to say there. Strife there.
I'm going to go with DeMaster Ace. I think he's going to do work with those Colts, and I think he's going to win the division. AFC West, Rust Bus, Broncos, Grimace, Chiefs, Wingman, Raiders, the D.C., Bama, Chargers.
So that's a tough pick right there. That's a tough pick. I hate picking against Bama. I'm going to go with Rust Bus.
Wow.
And he's been playing a lot. He's been on Madden every single time I sign on, he's online. So I just got to go with him this time.
Yeah, it's tough. And the thing is, when I pick against Bama, it generally motivates him. You know, when I you know, two or three times that I picked against him, he used it as motivation to prove me wrong. And I tell you, it's a tough division. And any other time, I would pick Bama hands down. But with the game being new, I'm not sure that he's there yet. So reluctantly. And I still think Wingman's going to be the sleeper in that division. But reluctantly, I'm going to go with Rust Bus as well with the Broncos. Mm. All right, moving into the NFC West, our very own on the phone with us, S-Jack with the Rams. Sangrado, better known as 69 Angry SOBs with the Seahawks. Casper, go perfect stop with the 49ers. Also on the phone with us, and Primetime Surfer, our Canadian friend, with the Cardinals. Casper, S-Jack, any predictions from you guys?
I'm going to win easily.
S-Jack got it with those Rams. He had the game for about 3 weeks now.
No, I haven't.
I'm still waiting for Casper to say I'm going to win something. I'm waiting. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I'm waiting.
It ain't coming this season, that's for sure.
I'm going to go with S-Jack winning that division, too. Nell, what do you think?
Yeah, he has this team that usually motivates you even more, so S-Jack all the way here.
All right. NFC South, Pewter Cadillac with the Falcons. Our very own Tiki Sun, Nelly Nell with the Panthers. Upstate New York, Will with the Saints. The Assassin with the Bucks.
I'm to say it here. I already said what I had to say. It's me all the way.
So, is it your division?
Yeah, it's mine. We don't even. Okay. No question about it. Let's move on to the next one.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I gotta agree with him. I don't think anybody. I don't think he's got much competition in that division. Sorry, guys. He could get a good game from the Saints owner. Might give him a game.
I have a tough out-of-division schedule. I got Bama. I got Keegan. But I'll easily win my division.
Okay.
Even if I struggle in those games.
Okay. NFC North, Keegan Brick with the Bears. The commish himself with the Lions. Coach K, keep it simple, K, with the Packers. And our man Lance with the Vikings.
Go Bears.
That's a tough call. I gotta go with Keegan because of his track record lately.
Yeah, I mean, all good money is on Keegan, pretty much. You know, back to back Super Bowl, and then followed up with a Super Bowl appearance. Decent team, decent Madden team with the Bears. Could become a good Madden team depending on how things play out. You know. Predicting that I'm going to win the division hasn't done me much good, so I will take the Casper approach, and I will say Keegan Brick wins the NFC North. And finally, the last division is the NFC East, my very own Cowboys, owned by Philly Style, or Phil Style, whatever his name is, the vociferous, rambunctious Chargers for life with the Giants, Joro with the Eagles, and too cool with the Redskins.
This is going to be a dogfight. Good NFC East smash mouth football here. I think everybody's going to be around 500, but in the end, I'm going to go with the Europe champion winning the division. Joro.
All right, and I'm going to actually go with too cool. I think I'm going to go with Too Cool to win the division. And it came down to those two, and I think Too Cool is just He's more major league hardened. He's played tougher competition longer. And so I'm going to go with Too Cool. So, all right. We've got about 6 minutes or so left. And let me allow everyone on the show to make their final comments. Let me start with, let me start with my own brother. Let me first thank him. I always appreciate, him helping us out here in the EAFL. And we hope one day to get him involved, actively involved in the league when things fit his life. But any comments, Jay?
Just want to say thank you again for the invite. Appreciate that. Appreciate helping out. Not a problem. Good luck to everybody. It definitely sounds like it's going to be a good competitive season. So I'll be looking forward to getting online and catching the updates, see who's doing what. And hopefully down the road, more sooner than later, I'll be able to get on after I practice for a good few months or so. But I look forward to getting on down the road.
Okay. Well, remember, we've got developmental leagues for that, too. So when you're ready, you can join one of the lower leagues and really practice up there. And, you don't have to, it actually is better because you pretty much, you go play guys online and in the lobbies, you never know what you're going to get. But you play guys in a league, you kind of know what you're going to get. So just keep that in mind. But thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
I need that pre-K level type stuff. That's what I'm
all right.
Talking.
All right. Fantasy Football Commissioner, stop the train. Any final comments about Madden or about the Fantasy League?
I just want to say thanks again for having me on the show, D. About the second time I listened to the show, kind of all the way through, and hilarious. Not too much to say about fantasy football. I just really hope for a competitive season where guys are actually updating their rosters and making trades and just, staying tuned and staying attuned to the league. And actually this year, I think I will actually follow the EFL 360 top league to see what goes on because this was hilarious. And I hope to be back in October to help out with PS3.
All right. Well, as always, we appreciate your involvement. And even when, time is tough for you, you always find a way to support the EAFL, and we appreciate it. So thanks, Train. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. S-Jack. Is he there? I guess we lost S-Jack. All right. The prototype.
Fellas.
Any final words?
If you're listening, sign up for that PS3 league, fellas. Try to make big things happen on the PS3 side. As far as fantasy football, I look forward to team mailing me, about $200 in cash back to me? What is it, 10 or 12? I look forward to receiving cash in the invoice.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely make sure not to do that, but it should be fun though, man. I appreciate your help, and we'll talk within the next couple of days about the commissionership. But appreciate your help and your support.
All right, good talking with you, fellas.
All right, take care. My man Casper, the instigator. Any final words?
I got shafted tonight. I got pick 15 in fantasy. And with the second pick in the draft, I get the Niners. That is rough.
That's rough. So you can't walk around pissing off the commish. See what happens? It's like karma, man. You piss me off.
But thanks for having me. Looking forward to a good fantasy season and a good EAFL season as always.
All right, Casper. Thanks for all your support. All right. Last but not least, the 360 commissioner himself. Tiki Sun, Nelly Nell, any final words from you?
Game start after I make a post on the forums. Get all your games in. We're going to be really tight with the activity. The waiting list is very long. And if you don't play all your games, you will get demoted. So get those games in, guys. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Nell. Appreciate it. All right, guys, I want to remind you that the EAFL NCAA season ends tomorrow night at midnight. So you've got a little bit more than a day to finish those games. Please try to finish those games first before jumping on Madden. Please do that first. Guys, use the highlight feature. Let's get some competition going. Let's really make this a strong competitive league. We are now looking at ranking points here in the 360 league, and let's make this a league season to remember. I want to thank all my guests for joining. I want to thank everybody in the chat room. And just remember, join the EAFL because that's where all feuds are settled on the field.